I got it. And the phone makes a certain tone when you get a text message. And, well, now I have that into memory. And I'm really looking forward to those free classes. I think they're all throughout the area. And I believe they have them for Samsung phones also. So, maybe if you have some free time or whatever. I know you have a big family life and a lot of responsibilities, but if you have some free time, maybe you can just go to one of those classes.
Well, I've got my, if I get the iPhone 5, my kids will be able to tutor me on that.
That's true. I think there's a term, it's called a NIT, N-I-T, relating to iPhones. And someone asked me that. I looked it up on the Verizon site, and a NIT is a measurement of luminosity. That's just a little bit of information that I found. And they also have it on the Verizon site. What is a NIT? It's a brightness luminosity measurement. Okay, I'm gonna run into the kitchen, get a little snack, and I'll talk to you guys later if you're on. I guess Rock, pick it up. KV2BOR with N1LU, WA2ZOZ.
Okay, Don. Maybe we'll talk to you a little bit later on. If I not, have a good day. Over to you, Charlie.
All right, Don. I'll catch you later. Have a good day. Good to hear you. WA2ZOZ, blah. N1LU. Give me a minute, Rocky. I'm photographing the sticker that was on the car window. They always put that in the glove compartment. That's got all the information on it, and then I'll email it to you. Let me know if you found everything you need on there.
That should be perfect. That's all I'll need. All right. I'm going to start washing up. I'll catch you from the mobile. I found the diamond, the comet equivalent to the diamond 101. It's a CK-3M5. They use 12 inches of RG-174 just to make it easier to go into the car, and then they go up to RG-8 or 58, and it comes a total of 16 feet, 9 inches total length of cable. 82 BOR.
And how much is it?
I'm on a Comet site, I think it is. $34.50. I tell you the truth, for $34.50, I'd rather just stay with the Diamond brand.
Really? I thought it was cheaper than that. I must have been looking at something else. Yeah, you're right. If it's the same price, you might as well stick with the Diamond.
Let's see if I have it. I think Diamond is a more proven company. All right, I'm going to wash up, catch you from the mobile. If you're gone, maybe I'll talk to you later. KD2BOR.
Okay, Rocky, I just emailed that to you, so when you get back, check it out and text me if you need more information. Talk to you later. And 1LU, over to you, Don. I heard you say something.
Right. I wanted to know if Rocky found the RJ45s, and since you're going in for an oil change, if you could just give a few of the RJ45s to Rocky.
I'll have to look for them. If I find them, I'll give them all to him. I don't have a crimper to crimp them on, so I'll let him have them, and if I ever need anything crimped, we'll go over there and do it.
Okay, very good. That was all. Talk to you guys later. WA2ZOZ.
Take care, Don. Boy, it's really lightning out here. I saw it when I left the house. All right, 73 guys, N1LU, be clear. I'm heading in.
KD2, BOR Mobile.
Rocky, just before I go, did you find your RJ45s?
No, I didn't, Don. I searched all over yesterday. I went through boxes. I still got a couple of places to look. I don't know what I did with them.
Okay, I have a few more here that I can get to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that RJ-45, I remember that you gave me, is a little longer than the ones that I've got in my kit. You know, they will work, but the tab will not stick out far enough on whatever radio you plug it into to release it. You'd have to go in with a small screwdriver to push the tab down, and that would be a hassle.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, these RJ-45s are the high-speed data connectors. They're supposed to be a little bit better than the ones you buy in Radio Shack.
Yeah, I think I told you. I just put a new connector on. I put an 8-pin RJ-45 on the taxi cab company, the owner's microphone, on an ICOM mic. First time I've ever put an RJ-45 on anything. It was a little bit of a hassle, a little trick in the beginning, especially with mic cable. But I got it in, crimped it, gave it to him, and it worked perfect.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Okay, very good. And maybe sometime, if I don't do my own oil change, maybe I'll have you do it. I use the AMSOIL products.
No problem. If I ever have to do it for you, my Napa store carries the AMSOIL also.
Oh, that's great to know. Yeah, I have one more oil filter here. I usually change my own oil. Now I'm getting lazy.
Where do you do your own oil? Right out in the parking lot?
Well, at work, it's all dirt roads and all, and I did it there. It took me about 15 minutes, and I could change it right here in the parking lot also if I want.
I remember them days of laying underneath of a car and doing everything. It's a blessing putting a car up on a lift and working on it.
Yep, I guess it is. Well, I guess I ruined a few shirts, but they were all flannel shirts, and I saved a few bucks over the years. I used to do my own starters, water pumps, and I did a couple of brake jobs, but I don't really have the tools now to do a good brake job. This was back when the old 56 Chevys used to be around, and my friend and I did a couple of brake jobs, but now I like to relax a little bit.
82 VOR, you're a jack of all trades, Don. You're very talented.
I know a few things. I guess I'm not too bad in mechanics, but I don't know. I used to work on some of the older cars, and knuckle busters and things like that. And I guess now they have all these super tools. You can take bolts, engine bolts out that are frozen and stripped. Just put on, parentheses coming in, the rust buster or nut buster or whatever you call it, and you have a counter drill to go into the bolt.
I actually have these sockets done. If you get a bolt that's rusted down in size or it's rounded off and, yeah, the rust got to it, I have these special sockets of Snap-on. You find the right one and you tap it on with a brass hammer so you don't ruin the socket, and then it digs into it so you can still screw the bolt out even though it's not hex anymore.
I saw something like that on TV. I don't know if it's as good as the ones you have.
personally, myself, I would never buy anything off of television. Usually it's a bunch of garbage. Now, when it comes to buying tools that I buy, not bragging, but if you're a decent mechanic, I don't buy nothing but Snap-on. Pricey, but they're the best.
Oh, my cell phone just went off. Hold on a sec.
It was probably Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie, I don't know if you're on the air, but I just got it. No, he's not on the air. This is WA2COZ. Hold on, I have to see if I can return this message.
Okay, very good. KD2BOR, WY2LYP, you happen to be out there?
I guess I'm doing pretty good. I returned the message. He sent me a picture of it. It's, what is this, a lake? And I have to open up the picture. Looks like a lake with some trees blocking part of the lake.
Very good. I just can't believe that you got a phone that doesn't come with a manual. Is that just the way they do it now, or I never heard of anything that didn't even come with a book?
No instruction manual with it. And like I said, I have the free classes, and I could also get on the internet and find out how to use a lot of the functions. In fact, I can use the phone for advice on how to use it. They have this one app in here. It says, what can I help you with a woman's voice and all.
I'd be lost with a phone like that. I don't know. I just can't. But that's all they're going to have today. That's the sad thing about it. My old flip phone is so ancient, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, my new modern company phone is also an ancient type. It was also Verizon, and hell, it was for free.
Man, is it pouring out here. Is it raining by you?
I don't hear any rain on the leaves. No lightning or anything. No, I would have to say it might be a very light drizzle. I'm not sure. I could check a little later, but there's no lightning or anything.
It's coming down pretty good here. I got my wipers on slow, and it's not enough.
Hold on. I'm going to go look out the window. I'll be back. WA2ZOZ.
KD2BOR.
No, it's not raining. It's not raining, and the asphalt in a couple of places, it's a bit shiny, but no rain at all, except for that little bit on the pavement.
Wow. I didn't hear Charlie say anything about the rain coming down, and he's not too far from me at all in Carlstadt compared to where I am.
Yeah, well, if you see a couple of blondes with top down, you might go to assist them.
Especially if there's another top down.
Hey, that's great. I like that. Then you can play windshield wiper with her.
Thank God it's 3:04 in the morning. Do you know where your top is today?
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know what time it is?
Okay, we're on ham radio. All right, Don, I'm pulling up my Debbie's house, 73. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later on. KD2, VOR Mobile.
I just heard some thunder, really deep thunder. I guess we're going to get some rain here after all. It's probably storm's probably traveling north. And yeah, I just heard a big rumble outside. Okay, Rock. Nice talking to you. And I'll talk to you later on in the day. KB2BOR, WA2ZOZ clear.
Okay, very good. Just before I clear, that's how it started here. I heard the rumble of thunder, and all of a sudden it started pouring. Talk to you later, KD2BOR.
KJ, here is W2MSK. Well, it sounds okay, Dave. A little scratchy, but not bad at all.
Hello. Okay. How is the audio? Is it loud enough?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a little hollow, but you probably have to speak into the mic a little bit more. A little bit more volume. But, you on the highest output?
Yeah, I think it should be close to about 4 watts or so, or close to 5 watts, I should say.
Well, it's working. I mean, it's not the cleanest signal, but it's working. So, you know, once again, for the money you paid for it, it works.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I haven't looked at the HD prices in a while. Pay $38 for a dual bander after about 15-20 years of purchasing a radio. If the new generation is today.
Yeah, you just have to speak up, Dave. You got to speak up. Your audio is low. The background noise is moderate, but you have to speak up.
All right, very good. Just about as close to the mic as I can get. And it is on high power.
Okay, when you speak up, then it's good. But what happens is you start loud and then you trail off. So keep your volume, your speech volume at a constant high level and it should be okay.
All right, and you said the signal is scratchy, noisy?
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, it's an HD. You're in your bedroom there. That's to be expected. Any expensive HD would probably be the same.
Yeah,
right, Dave. Why don't you try it on KQ2H's 440 repeater. See how that works. You want to give that a shot?
The 449 machine is to help right now. So it's not going to be able to hit anything around here.
All right, well, there's 443-100 and 444-100. Do you want to try that? KB2WKJ, W2MSK. You want to try the Barra 440 machines?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard of my last transmission. The 449 machine is down, so we're not going to be able to beat that. The frequency for the Barra 440 as well as the tone.
Okay, Barra is either 443-100 with 141.3 or 444-100 or the same PL. You can try that.
And it's so there's 5 megahertz plus.
Yeah.
Sorry, you said the it's not 141.3. What was the other tone?
It's both 141.3. Hold on a minute. Yeah, 443-100 plus and 141.3, and the other is 444-100.
All right, give me a minute. Let me put in 443-100, and I'll see you over there. I've got 2 seconds to put it in.
Okay, W2MSK.
WTOB for the CBS Retirees Net, and we are looking for check-ins for the net at this time. I am transmitting via Echo Link.
WA2ZNT, good morning, Bob.
AC2T, good morning, Bob.
KD2CYX, good morning, Bob.
Okay, alrighty. After, you know, the pause on Echolink is sometimes quite disturbing, but at any rate, we have Josephine, WA2ZNC, Paul, AC2C, and Vinny, KD2CYX, and we are still looking for other check-ins for the net.
WB2OXU, Bob, your audio's a little low. Good morning.
Any other check-ins for the broadcasters net?
N2NBR.
WB2OXU.
Okay. I've got N2NBR and I have WB2OXU. And Bill, I'm running through an audio mixer, so I raised my mic level here. Okay, let's see if there's any other stations for the net. This is becoming more and more difficult every time I get off the exchange. Okay, we're standing by. Coming up.
K2BIE, good morning, Bob.
Okay, good morning, George. We got your K2BIE with us. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we will get on the way here. We have WA2ZNC, AC2T, AC2T, and then we have KD2CYX, N2NBR, and WB2OXU, and K2BIE. And this is W2BOV, and it's the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. on this machine. Okay, I really don't know what's going on here. I hate when this happens because it puts me at a disadvantage trying to keep the log and everything. But good morning to all. It's a dreary day, and apparently we're going to get summer-like weather starting tomorrow, where they're predicting possible high of 80, and then for a few more days the very high 70s, and then back into the 60s again. So that is the scoop. Not too much else to report, so let's get right underway with Josephine, WA2ZNC. This is W2BOV with the CBS Retirees Net via EchoLink.
W2BOV. And the CBS Retirees Net, WA2ZNT. Good morning, Bob, and good morning, well, the other check-ins. Very good to hear you all. Yeah, your signal is good, Bob. Well, of course, it's easier to hear you on the, for you, well, on the regular radio, but you have to resort to EchoLink. That's the way it is. All right. Nothing new at the moment for me to share. So I'll just turn it back to you and we'll see what goes on. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe, very good. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with CBS Retirees Net. And let's go over to Paul, AC2T, to get it next. W2BOB with the group.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Josephine, Bob, Josephine, Vinny, John, and Bill, and George. So glad to hear all you guys. It's a dreary day today. It's about 55 degrees. The fog has lifted a little bit. We did have a thunder boomer this morning, and I guess we're going to be getting more of them now since the season is really changing. Yeah, we're going to get a heat wave now for a couple of days and then back into the coolness again. So Mother Nature's got us on a roller coaster, that's for sure. But I hope everybody's going to live through it and have a good weekend. I hear the Mother's Day is going to be great. And so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers if they're listening. So back to net, W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. AC2T, W2BOB with CBS Retirees Net. And, we wish all moms a very happy Mother's Day as well. All righty, over to KD2CYX. Vinny, it's your turn for the net. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Good morning, all. I have not much to report, except, of course, the weather is not very good today, but it's going to get a lot better, as you mentioned. and I'm looking forward to the weekend and, of course, Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to you, Joseph. Paul, I'll give a call after the net today. I'll give you a call, and we'll see if we can get together later on. It's been an interesting week. A few things have transpired. A couple of things around the house I had to take care of, but other than that, I really have nothing to say. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, Benny. Very good. Good transmission. And let's move along to John, N2NBR, W2BOB, with CBS Retirees Net.
Connected, KC2ZUM.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. frog in the throat time. We have a dreary-looking day out there, as we can all see, and it's 55 degrees up here in northern Westchester. Humidity is 99%, and wind is from the northwest at about 1 or 2 miles an hour, varying. And let's see, what else we got here? Humidity is at, 99, got that. And barometric pressure is 30.09 and steady. With an indication of rain in the, or I guess we call it showers. And that's it for the weather. And then on to one of my pet peeves. The Weather Bureau has not been on the air for about a month now, I think. When I say that, I mean I'm talking about the 162.55 megahertz, which used to transmit from, I believe, the top of the RCA building. That was an ideal transmission spot. The elevation was very good. It was. I happen to know that the elevation of that building on the antenna level is between 850 and 900 feet. Since I used to work there, and the news department at NBC used to transmit from up there. I think they still do, but they don't use that frequency as much as they used to. I am told by the people at the Weather Bureau that the reason for this so-called phenomena is that the power that the Weather Bureau uses, which is some 200 watts or so, maybe a little more, interferes with police frequencies of one sort or another. Back in the days when I was there, that it interfered with the news department frequency, but what we had to do was put a few filters in the circuit, and that lessened the problem considerably, and technically it's the responsibility of the receive site to deal with a problem like that. And besides that, I think the safety of 10 or 15 million people is more important than the overloading of a frequency, whether it's governmental, police, or whatever. I think the safety of being able to announce a weather problem is far more important than communicating with one or two cops. But anyway, back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
K2MF.
Okay, we have Barry with us. Good morning, Barry. K2MF. And that was John, N2NBR. Let me just get it into my notes here. And we do acknowledge Alan as well. He checked in earlier via EchoLink. Well, I don't know, John, about the weather station.
15 knots, gusting to 17 knots.
That's what I'm hearing, 162.550. So I don't know, I think the problem might be on your end, not on theirs. They are transmitting at full power. Alrighty, let's continue along with
K2BIE, good morning to George. Over to you.
Good morning to you too, Bob, and good morning to everyone on the net. And it feels like a fresher good morning for me because I'm just out of bed. I overslept this morning. So with that the case, I'm going to turn it over as quickly as possible rather than give you the benefit of my complete vacuous intelligence here. I just have one thing to recommend, which is I found this last night on the internet. This is a little gem. It's a timeline of technology that was authored by a gentleman named John Giudice, G-I-U-D-I-C-E, and it goes on. I think it covers from 1 million B.C. to the present day, and there's a little paragraph in there about each and every major innovation that's come along. It goes on for about 10 pages, which is very monumental. I dropped him a note and congratulated him, but it bounced, so I don't know where the heck he's gone, but he left this little missive up there for people to see, and I'd like to recommend it because I was very impressed by the content. So that's my find for today. I had a good time with the TechNet last night on this frequency with Gordon and all the boys from Barra. And it was a very good time indeed. And I also heard that the Weather Bureau was back on, so and I was using my little flea power receiver. So they must be getting out. I don't know. What can you do? Back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, K2BIE.
Yeah, okay, George. Glad you got up early and early enough to get on the net anyway. Alrighty. Yeah, the Weather Bureau station is on their full strength here on Long Island, so that's why I think, John, you might be having a problem with your reception up there. So, continuing right along, let's go to Alan, KC2ZUM, who is also here on Echo Lake this morning. This is W2BOB with the CBS Retirees Net. Go ahead, Alan.
Good morning, Bob. W2BOB, KC2ZUM. Good morning to the group. Don't have really anything to contribute today, so Bob, I'm just going to be in the listening mode, and just want to wish everybody a great weekend. W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Yeah, okay. Fine business. And the same to you, and at least thank you for checking in, even though you don't have much to add to the group this morning, but that's fine. Okay, over to Barry, K2MF. This is W2BOB with the CBS Retiring. Go ahead, Barry.
Alrighty, good morning everybody, K2MF, and everyone sounding good. I looked up the clock and I said, oh, it's Friday, it's 9:15, I should get over to the CBS Retirees Net and say hi. And here I am. We've got about 58 degrees here, kind of foggy, apparently it's going to be cloudy all day, I guess, so it's going to be kind of a blah day. And just wanted to pop in to say hello to everybody. Everybody's sounding real good. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB, K2MF.
All right. Very good. Good to hear from you, Barry. Fine business. K2MF, W2BOB, and that. And see that copy of the email, message to WATHY, and that was very nicely done. So, and I really feel very sorry for Tom, who is obviously had a lot of stress and strain, and of course he is not in good health as well. So, but we hope he gets back on the air with us on 20 meters eventually. So, alrighty, this is the CBS Retirees Net, and we'll take a pause here for any other check-ins for the net. This is W2BOB, and we're standing by. Via Echo Link.
N2AIR.
Okay, good morning, Greg, N2AIR. Why don't you go ahead and make a transmission, Greg, and I did have a question for you about your NFED antenna. I know you mentioned a counterpoise for the lowest band that you're going to operate on. But have you considered as well grounding it with a, you know, with a ground stake? N2AIR, W2BOB.
Okay, this is N2AIR on the CBS Retirees Net. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I've been thinking about that, Bob. Where I have the antenna coming out of, which is the kitchen window, I have a lot of concrete for my patio, so it wouldn't be very easy to put a ground stake in there. However, I thought about this the other day, and where the antenna is, I could probably get to my cold water pipe, which runs the length of my yard, and I've had that replaced, so I know it's an all-copper pipe. That might be an option. I haven't really seen the need to do it yet, but it's a thought. Other than that, it was a very dreary day here in Queens also. Until a couple of minutes ago, the sun did come out. It's about 55 degrees, but the sun is shining fairly strong here in Queens. And the only other thing I have to report today is it's my granddaughter's second birthday. So happy birthday to my granddaughter, should she be listening. Anyway, back to you, Bob. This is N2AIR.
Okay, very good. Yeah, happy birthday to your two-year-old granddaughter. Very nice. And to her mom for Mother's Day as well. Happy Mother's Day. Okay, well, the cold water situation should work, and as long as you got the, you know, the right ground clamp to go on the pipe. I use that here. I have both a cold water pipe ground on my HF setup, and I also have a ground stake right outside the basement window, and of course we do have grads up to the window well of the basement, so that was fairly easy to do, and it does help. It's a big help. The reason I was asking you that question was because other people who are using NFED antennas get a lot of RF in the shack, and I was just wondering if a good ground would help them in that regard. The Balun and or an isolator apparently are very effective as well, but quite interesting, that's for sure. Alrighty, well, one more pause for any other check-ins for the net. This is W2BOB standing by.
Comments?
Got the station, come again, please.
It's just me, Bob, N2AIR. As far as RF in the shack, I have a very, very short coax connection to the matching network outside the kitchen window, plus the fact I'm only using 5 watts on this, so I'm really not too concerned about RF in the shack at this point, but I want to see if it affects the reception on my signal, because since I put the NFED wire up, and it's basically horizontal, my noise level has dropped as compared to my ICOM 735, which is on a vertical antenna. That is all for now. N2AIR.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense. Very good. And it probably will, but that's interesting about the noise level changing. And, well, apparently you can play all kinds of fun and games with how the radiating element of the antenna is situated, even putting it in a zigzag situation if you had to. And either vertically or horizontally or as a sloper or as a an inverted V. So there is a lot of flexibility there. So we'll see what happens. But while the station I was referring to was running 200 watts into the antenna, and he was in Florida. He's in Florida. And he was getting, even with the isolator, he was still getting a lot of RF in the shack. So, but I don't know how his situation is as far as where the antenna is located in relation to where his shack is. So, it could be a very long flight. But at any rate, it'll be interesting to experiment here when I get everything together. All righty, one more try. Any other stations for the CBS Retirees Net? This is W2BOV.
Some additional comments on that NFET from NZ2K, Hillsdale, New Jersey. Good morning.
Okay, very good, NZ2K. Nice signal into the machine this morning. All right, give us a comment if you would. This is the CBS Retiree Net, W2BLV. Over.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. Anybody else listening on the net? This is Paul. You know, I moved in here in 2009, played around with an Isotron antenna inside on a 4-foot piece of doweling, and had it behind me, and I worked a ton of stations on 20 meters. It was a lot of fun, but I put up an NFED wire, and actually my configuration is I just got a quarter weight counterpoise kind of buried in the ground around the perimeter of the front yard here, all the foundation of the house. And my antenna is 18 foot off the ground, and I did the zigzag. I did like a check mark, and I have had tremendous luck with it. My secret is that, of course, most of the antennas outside the window, there might be 3 foot or 4 foot of what fell to the balanced output of the tuner. Let me reset. I put a honking piece of coax. The tuner's by the window, a 25-foot piece of RG58 in there. And I coiled up the coax behind the radio table. I took about 10 turns of wire, the coax 10-inch radius or circumference, you know, and I coiled that up and made kind of like a loop on the back. I have not had a stitch of RF in my shack or anything. This thing works great. It loads from, begrudgingly, at the 90-foot length, that's what I'm running it at, 160, but 80 through 2 meters, I'm able to load the antenna and get tremendous results. It is a good antenna. For a cheap amount of money and a good tuner, it's very well worth it. Back to that, NZ2K. And you're right, you can change the configuration on it quite easily, too. I have mine up with string, believe it or not, in the tree. And it works pretty good, but you wouldn't believe it to see it. But it's also very invisible. It's a great antenna. If you are an apartment or a condo dweller, you could disguise it. And all sorts of different lengths work on it, too, Bob. You can even cut it shorter. I don't recommend going under 50 feet or 45 feet with it, but you know, if you want to work 40 and up, it's a good antenna. If you make it 90 foot long, then you can get 75, and it works quite well. Over.
Paul!
Okay, Paul, very good. And that's a very good description of the NFED. Well, the one that I have here, I have not installed yet, but it's 44 feet. Which is apparently the stock length unless you order specially. So, I'll give that a try and see how that works. But it sounds like you've had very good results, and I know that Greg is happy with the results he's getting. So, very fine stuff. All righty. Anyway, welcome aboard again, Paul. It's always good to hear you, NZ2K. And with that, let's get back up to the top of the list. Boy, we've really hit on some lengthy topics here today. And this is the CBS Retirees Net and W2BOB, and now back up to WA2ZNT. This is the... over to you, Joe.
W2BOB and then that WA2ZNT. All right, very good, and good morning to Barry and Paul. Very good description there, Paul. And, well, I just have to contend with the indoor Larson 5/8 wave. I'm not content. It's been giving me satisfactory results for years since I have restricted myself to 2 meters. It has a snack tray for a ground plane on the end of the table at the other end of the room. So I don't have any problems so far, and hope it continues that way. And the rig is a Kenwood 2530A, an old model, but very good, and has very good audio quality, I think, as you all can attest to. So that's fine. And when we had a lot of outdoor antennas in my former location, it was a farmyard of verticals and dipoles, and we could work every band, and that was very nice. But just with the Drake Twins R4C line and just 100 watts, so I guess we call that barefoot, and we worked the world in those years. So we had our times. Shoe boxes full of QSL cards and all the rest, contests and different nets and all kinds of activities, field day work, and the whole gamut of things on the amateur radio. So that's good. And even what I have now is satisfactory, and I'm glad I'm part of this good net. W2BOB, WA2ZNT. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, Joe, very good. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with the CBS Retirees Net. And, obviously, you have a good rig that's holding up, and even with an indoor whip antenna, you're hitting the repeater quite nicely. So, and that's what counts. Alrighty, moving right along, let's go to Paul, number one, AC2T, to get it next, W2BOB with the net.
W2BOB, the assembled group, AC2T. Again, good morning, everybody. See Paul, Barry, and Greg. Good morning to you. And hopefully you'll have a nice day today and a better one tomorrow. But things are kind of dreary today, so we'll see what happens. And Vinny, after the net, give me a buzz, and we'll see what's cooking. So other than that, I have some information for you when we get together, and you might be interested in, and that might help you in a few ways, especially if you're studying to get your upgrade. That's about it. And Bill, if you're around, we'll get in touch with you also, or you can get in touch with me one way or the other. So back to net, W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good. AC2T, W2BOB with the CBS net, and let's continue along here with Vinny. KD2CYX W2BOB. Go ahead, Vince.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Yeah, Paul, we'll talk after the net. And George, I wanted to ask you, what was that? Where did you find that information? Where can I find that information on the timeline you were just talking about? It sounds very interesting. I missed that part. But anyway, a lot of good information today. Josephine, your signal is very good. It's always very good. So you're doing pretty good. Whatever you have, it's working well. And, I had a little problem the last storm we had. I had water in the basement. I may have mentioned it. And I found out what the problem was. And, of course, it always comes at a time when I'm doing spring cleaning down there, and I wanted to wax the floors in the basement. And, of course, we had that torrential storm and a lot of water. And I got water in the basement. I mean, I wasn't overwhelmed with it, but it was enough to cause some havoc. And what I found was the leader coming from in the front of the house, coming from the gutter, the front gutter. The leader goes into the patio, actually into the concrete, and then it bends and comes out into a, like a catch basin, and from there it goes into through a pipe to a dry well, and that leader, as it was going into the concrete. There's a copper bend in there that goes to the catch basin, and that copper bend was actually all corroded, and the water as it came down, I didn't realize this, and was just gushing under the patio, the front patio, and accumulating somewhere in there, and then seeping into the basement. But if anybody has something of that or any kind of leaking in the basement, check those leaders and gutters, apparently they really can cause some havoc down in your basement if you get torrential downpours. Fortunately, the rain we've had recently, it hasn't been much, but I haven't gotten any rain since I diverted the water, so any water in the basement, that is, since I diverted the pipe to another location, so it's been working pretty well. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB KD2CYX.
All right, very good, Vin. KD2CYX, W2BOB with the CDS retirees net, and that's an interesting situation, and glad you corrected it properly. All righty, with that, let's go over to John again. N2NBR to get it, and once again, I am able to monitor 162.55, and it's working fine here, John. Go ahead.
Okay, Bob, thank you. I now can monitor it as well. My antenna I reset up my whole ham station here. And I went to a different antenna, which apparently was a big mistake. Anyhow, I think also the Weather Bureau has reduced their power. I have no S units on my 7000 here, the R7000, the old ICOM receiver, which can receive anything up to well above a gigahertz. Meter. Can read S units as well as the centering, you know, the frequency on, and the centering is good. It's not exact on, but it's very close. And so the problem here for me was a bigger antenna, so I switched over to an old marine antenna, which has a standing wave ratio much better than the other one I had, and. 162.55. 162.55 and other frequencies in that region I can get now, I think.